If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Child, we got to talk about this explosive situation with Rihanna and her house getting shot up, child. Apparently, this crazy fan, all that. We also have to talk about Dwight Howard and how he is now filing for divorce from Amy Louisiana. Did I say her name right this time, child? Tamale. We also have to talk about Chappell Roan and how she's just the worst, right? The comedian Monique, she pens an open letter to Whoopi Goldberg. They over here still calling Cecil from Married to Medicine a bum. All that and more coming up on the Weekly App. What is going on, guys? Hey. It is so warm outside and I don't like it. I don't like it. I like when it's kind of like a crisp cool, but not too cold. You get what I'm saying? Obviously not snowing, but today was hot. I mean, it's been a minute since we had some weather like this, so it is kind of refreshing, but still. I'm just never impressed. Okay. You just have to live with it, guys. Anyway, we have to get into the things. Now there has been an update with the whole Rihanna situation. As y'all know, shots was fired. Okay. At Rihanna's Los Angeles home. Okay. As previously reported, the situation unfolded outside of Rihanna's Los Angeles home over the weekend, and now the police say they know exactly who was behind it. Now, authorities have identified the woman accused of firing gunshots towards the superstar's property. According to law enforcement sources who spoke with multiple outlets, including the journalist Lauren LaRosa, shout out to her, the suspect has been identified as a 35-year-old Ivana Ortiz. Okay, Ortiz. Girl, say that she was taken into custody Sunday afternoon after allegedly pulling up near Rihanna's residence and opening fire from her vehicle. Police say that Rihanna was actually inside her home when the shots were fired. Thankfully, nobody inside was hurt, but the situation could have gone way differently. Authorities say Ortiz has been booked for attempted murder with the bail set at $10 million. Get her ass up out of here. I mean, there were so many videos of her talking about her. We're going to share it in post. If y'all want to take a look at this.
No, Rihanna, no. You're not the eagle. They will soar high on wings like eagles. Rihanna wants to say that we are flying. That we are flying and we're not. She's not flying. She had a bad day. She looks really stupid and corny. She looks really stupid and corny. And everyone knows it. But the way that they want to, the way that Rihanna wants to kill me, she's the one who wants to kill me. The way that Rihanna wants to kill me shows that we're not going to show this right now. But this is my heart, Lord, and I am expecting and waiting in that beautiful time for you to show me what you're going to do and how you're going to deliver this promise. It's in my heart and it's in my vitality, and I'm very, very grateful to you for your abundant graces. Listen, Rihanna, when you die, God is taking me to my future. You want to kill me. Shut the f*** up, okay? Shut the f*** up. Yeah, she's a witch. She's a witch. I'm a watchman. She's a witch. Get that stupid girl out of here. Okay? They can't do this. They can't do this. What about my hands? What about these fingers over here? What about these three fingers? What about it? What about it? No, you're not here. You're rebuked. And even if you're here, there are many in this realm. There are many in this realm, and you are rebuked, and Jesus is the king, and you're just kicking and screaming on your way out and perishing. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a little bit from that. She is definitely deranged. This is a classic case of maybe she was a fan, and fans sometimes get a little, some crazy fanatics sometimes turn out this way. I mean, I remember there was Miranda Cosgrove. Now, she was iCarly. That's the iCarly girl. There was somebody that came into her house. It was some type of super fan that ended up getting into her house, and you just don't mess with the whole stalking thing. And then you over here pulling up to somebody's house and open gunshots. What the hell is going on over here? What is happening? I thought she lived in a gated community. Where is security? Where is armed security at? That's crazy. That is very, very crazy. And notice how when she was in that, when y'all saw that video, that the girl was toting that damn Bible. You could sprinkle a little bit of religious psychosis up in that, because she's very unwell. And that's why when people have conversations, and I don't mean to mix the two situations, because these two situations are on two different wavelengths, because so-and-so didn't take it that far, but it could have went that far. But when we talked about T.S. Madison a couple of episodes ago, and we were talking about how this man literally made verbal threats, threatened to go and infiltrate somebody's costume party so that he can do whatever type of violence or whatever the hell he had planned. You get what I'm saying? So when people say that this shit is serious, this is some serious shit. This can happen to somebody like a T.S. This clearly almost happened to Rihanna. You get what I'm saying? And with no reason, with no justifiable reason. Now, you know, the fanatics are already going to be like, oh, well, you know, there's always something back. I think Jaguar Whitehead says something about, oh, she didn't make the shot. She didn't shoot her. She didn't shoot the gun at the house. It was at somebody else's house. I'm like, okay, well, where's your evidence with that? Okay, yeah, shut the fuck up. Anyway, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's very weird. It's very weird. Rihanna got up out of there. She is not in her LA home. She has left. And the thing about it is, this lady was talking about there was a conspiracy that Rihanna was trying to unalive her, which to me, it just makes no sense. This person needs help, but hopefully she gets under the jail. Okay, the bail is at $10 million and need to be at $20 million. Okay. Make sure she don't see the light of day, okay? Because she was about to kill our queen. Are you crazy? Rihanna? Ugh. Just disgusting. Just disgusting. Speaking of things that are disgusting, let's talk about Dwight Howard. So Dwight Howard is officially pulling the plug on his marriage, child. This is according, I'm reading this excerpt from the Jasmine brand. It says that the former NBA star filed for divorce from his wife, Amber Howard. also known as Amy Luciani, however the hell you say that girl name. We're gonna call her Amy for the rest of the damn video. How about that? Monday morning, according to TMZ, in a filing, Howard listed January 11th, 2025 as the couple's date of marriage and stated that the relationship is irrevertibly broken. The documents also note that the pair do not share any children together. Howard is also, that's good. They ain't got no damn kids. Howard is also requesting exclusive use for his Georgia mansion per the court paperwork. The divorce filing reportedly came hours after Amber posted a video on Instagram making accusations against Howard, including claims that the Child Protective Services has taken his daughter and that he's allegedly addicted to the stuff. I gotta be real careful here now on YouTube, child. The stuff, honey, the stuff. However, TMZ reported that Amber's claims about the CPS has been confirmed. The couple's relationship has reportedly been rocky. Amber previously filed for divorce in July of 2025. Let's make note of that. About after 6 months of their marriage, though, she later withdrew the petition. Howard also filed his own divorce paperwork around that time before dismissing it. They was bound to get a divorce. It was bound to happen. We just needed the straw that was going to break the camel's back. I'm not surprised that he is filing for divorce. He's going to go on to the next victim. He's going to find another beard and he's going to put that poor woman under the same stress he put this woman and the woman before her, Royce Reed. You get what I'm saying? And unfortunately, he's not going to, I don't see him, you know, really getting any repercussions from this. I mean, I believe Amy in her saying that CPS took the kids. Royce Reed already confirmed this. She confirms he spoke to the mother of that actual child. She's like going through it and trying to find ways to get her child back. You know, I think that other child needs to go too. I think CPS needs to look into that other child and see what's going on over there, because you know what? Dwight Howard is he really is a disgusting individual. And even though Amy, girl, you was a pick me and this, that, and the third, but really, Dwight Howard, you are dirty bastard. You low down dirty bastard. Now, Amy did respond. She got in the shade room comments basically saying, racing me to file first this time is small news. When I filed first last year, all good, but still not going to visit my stepdaughter one single time, who was taken and has been with the state since Thursday, is more hurtful to me. Us adults will be okay, but the kids need better. This too shall pass. Girl, shut the hell up. Girl, you don't need to see that damn stepchild. That child needs to see her damn real mom. Okay, that child needs to see her real mom. You need to go ahead, get some therapy, get whatever you need to get, and just move on. You ain't got no child with him. It's unfortunate that the children that he does currently have, they're going to have to deal with him and his antics and stuff like that. It's very unfortunate, and it's okay. I get what you're saying, but it's about the kids. It really is about the kids. Girl, get the hell up out of Dodge. This is your ticket. He wants to divorce you. Did you sign a prenup? If you didn't sign a prenup, get you some change. And move the hell on with your life. See if you can get back on Love and Hip Hop until before they start canceling that show. And just move the hell on, girl. Cause girl, that was just a crazy topic. That was just a crazy ass topic. Now I know Royce Reed spoke with Carlos King. We can play a little bit of the audio here.
I did my story time and she came out and was talking all that. Yo, yeah. That's why I don't wish her ill will, but I don't have any sympathy for her because she had no sympathy for me. She's talking about 14 months. Let's talk about 18 years.
Ooh.
And known him for over 20. So, yeah, no. You got out quick, girl. You have no kids. Like, this man tried to pay me to say that our child was not his, hence him suing me for $500 million when I went on Wendy Williams, and all she asked me was, isn't he the father of your son? And I said, yes. How you doing?
Ooh.
I got sued. And everybody laughed at me because, oh, she's out here spreading rumors about him. She's lying. She's this. This man destroyed me. It was the fact that I said it. I said yes. There, I mean, you could pull it up. It's on YouTube. I said yes. That's it. This man garnished my mom's account because back then I still had a shared account that I had had since high school with my mom. He took her money because we were attached. He has an excessive like preoccupation with himself. Like he has this entitlement. He has a God complex. This man just went to a basketball game and stood up like he was Jesus going through a parade.
Girl. Okay, no, you ain't lying.
I mean, smiling, yeah! And your child is in a facility wearing a paper gown because you didn't give her clothes? Your wife out here crashing out, and you at a game. If that this man didn't show you right there that he don't give a damn, like, he also has, like, split personalities. There's times where he'll be so angry where he turns into a child. And then there's times where he's so angry that he's dragging my hair through my house and throwing me into an entertainment center.
Yeah, she spoke a lot with Carlos King here. She also goes on to say that what keeps him out of trouble is because he has his connections. He has people that can get him out of certain situations. He has family that is in criminal justice and stuff like that. You know, she said money can buy a verdict. And that's exactly what he did. I mean, her talking about him garnishing his mother's account, just taking people money to do all this. That man is disgusting. He needs to go down. He needs to go freaking down. And I think more people need to come out and say exactly what this person is. And I hate how when we talked about this topic many, 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 many episodes ago, and those men that came out and said that, you know, that he assaulted me or he put me in a compromising position. And the damn media spin it as, oh, he just a freak. They did the same shit. They doing the same shit that they doing with Diddy. It's like, oh, well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if he a freak, he a freak. No, this man is abusive. And y'all sit there and let this shit slide every time. He's going to get his. He is going to get hit. His time is coming. Because, honey, if they was able to get Diddy, they gonna get your dumb ass. Because you ain't going to have all the money in your account for that long. Okay, you are just a retired NBA star, child. That money's going to run out. And once that money runs out, that's when accountability is going to be at your damn door. Okay, I'm off this topic. I'm tired of talking about this person. This person is nasty. You know who else is nasty? Chapel Rome. Okay, take a look at this shit.
Please step to the side. Step to the side.
This person I've asked several times to go away and they will not. They're hiding their face because they're ashamed. Because I've asked them. These are all the people that are completely disregarding all of my boundaries.
My first step is you,
so this is, then go away.
I'm good to see you.
So I want all of you, I'm asking kindly to please leave me alone and stop.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Following me.
Can you give her something nice?
Can you just sign me, Chapin?
Yeah. What are you wearing?
No,
sorry.
Okay,
Chapin, no problem. I'll have your choice, yeah.
If you're wondering,
this girl gets on my damn nerves. And I really used to be a Chapel Rome apologist. Like I was, like when the whole thing with Kamala Harris and her, that situation, and I really defended her because I was like, okay, she didn't say she wasn't gonna vote for Kamala, she just said that she wasn't shit. And you know 6'7", like, let me not appeal to the younger generation, child. But like, and then the whole stuff with the paparazzi, that's when she kind of started to get to annoy me a little bit, because I'm just like, okay, honey, you don't know how this works. This is how this works. You go onto red carpet and people take pictures of you. And yes, the paparazzi may call your name and they want to get your attention. So the voice is going to be elevated. But for you to sit your whack ass and go to where she is, she's in Paris. And for you to sit your ass over there recording people now. To the paparazzis, I understand how vulture-like they can be. I don't mind her doing, you know, coming after paparazzis. Paparazzis are very invasive. But there was a fan that was trying to get your freaking autograph, you freaking entitled freaking prick. There was a person trying to get your autograph. Okay, he didn't have a camera in his hand. I'm looking at the video right now. He had no camera in his hand. You don't want to know what he had in his hand? He had a freaking picture of you that he wanted a freaking autograph for. And you said, well, you know, this person right here, I told them many times to get away from me. You should not be famous. We need to stop making certain people famous. Go back to working at freaking Starbucks or wherever the hell coffee shop you worked at before you became famous, because you obviously are not deserving of the shit that you got. Okay, when you sit there and just act like that, like that shit is nasty. Like, I understand how annoying. I don't understand because I don't have that lived lifestyle. Let me just clear that up. I don't have an understanding of what that feels like, but I can see how that could be annoying. Being a celebrity, and every time you walk out somewhere, somebody wants to take a picture, somebody wants to be in your space, somebody's in your face, somebody wants to hug, and it's that. Got you, boo. Got you. You know, we all do jobs that we don't like to do. We all do things. You know, I don't like that I have to call. I have to sit there and answer a freaking call after I done got cursed out every third call. You get what I'm saying? We all have a job to do. And you could just politely go to wherever you were going to. Nobody's stopping you. You were going. They weren't going to let you in the building. They weren't going to let the people in the building because they know they're only going to be there just to see her. You could have just walked your ass inside and just ignored the people like every other celebrity does. No, but you wanted to make a moment out of it because you're ignorant. So hopefully your next album flops so we can forget about you, honestly. Like, I'm just being real honest. It is what it is. And, you know, she ain't shit. Now, why Monique still talking about my girl Whoopi? Damn it, girl. Damn it, Monique. Because she has an open letter for her sister, Whoopi Goldberg. We talk about Monique, the community and the child. We're going to read a little bit of what she had to say. But she said, hello, Sister Whoopi. I'm encouraged to send you this open letter after recently seeing the video of our last conversation on your show. The tone of comments today seemed different from the energy 8 years ago, with many people now agreeing with my sentiment about not working for people or entities I don't owe anything to. I wonder, have your feelings changed since that time? I was also intrigued to learn that in 1993, there was an attempt to sue you regarding Theodore Rex because it was alleged that you had made a verbal comment to the film. Your defense was that you never actually committed. You can imagine how confused I was when I discovered this, especially since when I explained that my only contractual obligation to Lee Daniels, it swayed your opinion enough to stop you from saying you could have schooled me in doing what they expected from me, even though Tyler Perry privately admitted on audio that he was wrong for saying I was difficult to work with. To this day, he has not publicly corrected it. The reason I said I must look out for the little girls coming behind us is because of situations like Epstein's Island and other powerful people avoiding accountability. People like Tyler Perry refused to take accountability, while I had to take responsibility for refusing to sign up for an act of slavery against my will. The worst part is that another woman chastised me on the platform meant to empower women. And we're going to stop here, child. Okay, it's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. And I love me some Monique. They will never validate you how they should. And it really was messed up what they did, all of them. Lee Daniels, even though he's now, you guys are good now, he's putting you in movies and film and stuff like that here and there. For Tyler Perry, his skeletons are starting to come out of his closet. So, you know, it's getting him. It hasn't gotten Oprah. Oprah gonna always be that blood-sucking skinwalker person that she was always gonna be, child. I don't mess with Oprah either. You get what I'm saying? Whoopi Goldberg is a product of her environment. Whoopi Goldberg is always gonna have the takes that she's going to have. And I think that understanding that I feel like she meant well in that moment of you guys having dialogue. She, even though her mindset is a little bit more, what's the word? I don't want to say the C-O-O-N, But, you know, she's the, I'm just going to do what the master says, and I'm just going to do what I got to do so I can stay, you know. You know, when she had that whole situation with the Israel thing, the anti-Semitic thing, and she kind of just faltered to it. You know, she basically was like, you know what, I apologize. And third, like, she gave in. You get what I'm saying? Like, Whoopi Goldberg, I feel like she meant well, and she was trying to protect you in a way of just like not fighting the man. And that's just how Whoopi is. And should she be reprimanded for that? Sure, in the moment. But like, girl, this is like years later. You said that the internet is talking about this. Okay, there was a couple of people posting about this. You wrote an open letter to Whoopi Goldberg. What do you think Whoopi's, you think she's going to respond? People saying, well, I can't wait to see what she has to say. I'm sure, I mean, at this point, they're reposting it everywhere. So, and maybe Whoopi might respond. I mean, The View kind of needs some ratings right now. So I guess they will say something. But girl, could we please let this go? It's 2026. You know, you. Like I said, I feel bad. I feel like she was definitely wronged in this industry. But I feel like you are, I mean, you got the Netflix deal. You mended the fences with Lee Daniels, and he's putting you on stuff. You get what I'm saying? It is messed up. It is. I'm not going to say it's not messed up. I'm never going to say it's not messed up and she, you know, deserves everything and this, that, and the third. But at some point, we're going to have to let some stuff go. Okay. Anyway, before I get up out of here, child, because I got to get my Chipotle. Yeah, I got me some Chipotle arrows. Now, why they coming for Cecil from Married to Medicine? We'll also talk about Married to Medicine a little bit too. Cause why Cecil? He got into it with somebody, child, on Twitter, child, because somebody said unpopular opinion, Married to Medicine is not good this season. And he retweeted it basically saying, real talk, what a good season looked like to y'all, a fight, an affair. One side says it needs more positivity. The other side says it needs more drama. Just curious. And then somebody said, how about setting Simone free, bum, since you asking? Why y'all start with Cecil like this, child? Cecil said, is that all it would take for the show to be great? Break up a 30-year-old marriage so that she can be single and trying to find a man? Okay. And then somebody else said, who says she be looking for another man? Maybe she wants to be alone and not foot the bill for three grown men. Damn, not to stray with the kids, honey. Cecil responded. It's because I guess the person that originally commented said, thank you. He trying to play stupid. Cecil said, just so y'all know, Simone ain't footing the bill for me. I'm much older than the guys on the show, but I'm very confident in my net worth and financial independence. Google me. He said, Google him. Let's Google him, honey. Girl, we know from the way Simone sat up on that damn dinner table and really dragged all three of y'all ingrates. Cause you know, I like to say that Simone got three kids cause she does, you know, Cecil is her firstborn. She's footing the bill. And you haven't given us any type of evidence on how you also pay for you. And I'm pretty sure you're getting money. I'm pretty sure he worked for corporate. If I'm not mistaken, he worked in one of high places in corporate. From my understanding, he had a corporate job and you know, he retired. Okay. So yeah, no, I mean, that's not still footing the bill. I mean, like you got kids that are in college. Okay. They're going to grad school. You get what I'm saying? Simone has definitely expressed how she paid her children's entire way. She gave them kids an apartment that they fucked up. Sorry, Cecil. It's just not, it is giving bum. It is giving bum. Cause now this person said, how about you setting Simone free, bum? Like, golly. Oh my God. They really don't like Cecil over there now. But Cecil, yeah, just sometimes just stop. Because really, I mean, Simone is not going nowhere clearly. So you kind of, you know, y'all in a good spot, I guess. Anyway, speaking of Married to Medicine, though, I did watch the recent episode. Every day, I'm just like, I'm so glad that Quad broke up with King, because the way that man and you know, Medusa tried to tell us, child, she really did try to tell us that man is sassy as hell. I had to beat his ass. I'm sorry. Because the way he was over there talking to her like that, I'm like, are you crazy? And no one, not a lot of people are talking about this, but the part where she said he approached me for marriage and I kind of shut it down. And from there, that's when he started to get cold. And I said, that's what happened. That, because I know there was always something that happened between them, because the first season that they was together and everything, and that's when he was fighting her ex-husband and shit like that. They seemed like a united front. Like, it was like, you know, it's us against the world, da 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 da. And then we just went from this to you being a bitch to her every damn scene of the show. So you got mad because she said no, because she didn't want to marry you just yet? Like, nigga, wait. Like, what? So I'm glad that Quad is not with that man anymore. And yeah, that's really it all. That's all I have to say about Married to Medicine. That's all I have to say for this episode. We made it under 30 minutes, just about. I'm going to go ahead and edit this and eat my Chipotle, child. I'll see you guys next week with the Darren Green Show, okay?
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.